Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dennis and Charlene Daugherty, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And a whistling gypsy rover. And it's a-de-do-a-de-do-a-de-de-de. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang. And he won the heart of a lady. And he came at last to a mansion fine down by the river Clady. Oh, there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. But he is no gypsy, my father, she said. Oh, he's lord of these lands all over. Now I will stay till my dying day. With my whistling gypsy rover. And it's a de-do, a de-do, a de, a de-do, a de-de. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang. And he won the heart of a lady.
Folks, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we're here this evening with Dennis and Charlene Daugherty. Dennis, Charlene was telling us about why it was that she ended up at Montclair State.
I was a music major. I was a voice major. But, you know, the kind of singing I wanted to do was not the arias and the art songs. You know, that didn't really do it for me. You know, I was out playing in bars on the weekend.
Well, what kind of voice program did they have there?
Yeah, but there was a classical music program, and I was singing those arias and art songs. It just didn't feel like it was me. You know, I wanted to be, you know, making my own music, doing my own thing.
Did you get some good training there, some good vocal training that you brought to the music that you play?
I don't think so at all. I think they were trying to kill what I was doing.
You have to attend classes, you know, to get...
I wanted to go...
To learn at school.
You know, they wouldn't let me do that. I didn't have that many options. It was that or Vietnam. I chose school.
Good idea. Did you actually finish your degree there?
I did.
Go for 4 years?
Yep. From that explanation, you wouldn't think I could have stood it that long, but I did.
You did. You hung in there. Sounds to me like you hung in there because you had some other things to do.
I learned a great deal about music. I learned music theory, and I learned composition and theory. Man, I loved it. It was like doing puzzles, games, you know. Since it's near on St. Patrick's Day here, do you know what poaching is? You ever heard of poaching? That's Irish white lightning. I'll read you a little ode to poaching. A big splash of water, a dollop of lye, pour it on praties, potatoes, and leave it to die. Mix in the sugar, mash in the grain, distill it, drink it, and rot out your brain. Well, I just make enough for my friends and my kin. The church and the law, they tell me it's a sin. But I'm going away, farewell to Ireland. I'll not lick the boots of the black and the tan. New York, New York, America. I'll lose my mind if I stay here today. Nicked an old horse and I headed down south to find a wench and a good public house. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. From County Wicklow to that Carolina sand. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. And making my way in a newfound land. Well, I sets up my still in East Carolina to cultivate the Celtic moonshine. Two bloody risers they bashed in the still. So pack up the pipes and I'll run for the hills. Blue mountains above, green valleys below. I swear it's the mirror of my Wicklow. Hollers and rivers and caves for to hide. Now they'll never catch me on this mountainside. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. From County Wicklow to the Carolina sand. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. And making my way in a newfound land. Grand, now isn't it great? My car, she's the envy of the whole bloody state. Coppers, they call her the devil's machine, 'cause she runs on a mixture of gas and poaching. Oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me, father, but I now tray me. So bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. From County Wicklow to the Carolina sand. I'm the poaching man, I'm the poaching man. And making my way in a newfound land.
I was playing music in bars, like a place called Three Joes in Newark. And we would do like four sets a night, starting at 9 and finishing at like 1 or 2, playing to the roughest, meanest crowds in Newark, New Jersey, downtown, down neck Newark. It's the only time I ever saw this actually happen. A guy pulled a gun out in front of us. We were on a stage and there was a bar in front of us and the bartender was serving. And this guy pulls a gun out, and this bartender goes over the bar and hits this guy with a flying Superman punch, bam, and knocked him out cold with one punch. I'd never thought that was real. I didn't think that could happen. I thought that was stuff they only did in the Westerns, you know?
Well, you said you have a whole family of people from Ireland.
My family is all from the United States. Now, they came from Ireland. They all came from Donegal, but the history got lost along the way. Where they're from, I don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know. It wasn't until I really started writing my own songs I think I found myself. And I found that songwriting is a lot like the gamey stuff that I like, that finding just the right word that fits in. It's almost like a trick for me, that you have to push and push and find the right line that means what you want and also rhymes. It's a tough thing to do. It's not easy by any means. You know, when it's all done, it looks very simple. You know, four lines, you know, the first and third rhyme or the second and fourth rhyme, but man, it's something that when it's done right, and it carries off all the emotional aspect, and it carries off the art form of the lyric, you know, it's something that really, really I care most about. Merry month of June, from my home I started, left the girls a tune, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, tears and grief to smother, and off to reap the corn, left where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblin, a brand new pair of brogues, traveled all the bogs, frightened all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the Harry Turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started at daylight, spirit bright and merry, took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, resolved by drinking to see a lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, and set their hearts a-bubble and ask it, I was hired, wages I required, I was very tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the Hare and Turner down a rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for la de da. In Dublin next arrived, thought it such a pity be so soon divided, a view of that fine city, then I took a stroll out among the quality, bundle it was stolen in a neat locality, it crossed my mind, I looked behind, no bundle could I find, on the stick a waggling crier and for the rogue, said mechanic rogue, it wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the Hare and Turner down a rocky road, all the way to Dublin, and whack for la-da-da. Shall we dance? Never sink and landed on the quay. As the ship was sailing, Captain Atby roared, said that no room had he when I jumped aboard. Place he found for Paddy was down among the pigs, playing in the rigs, danced a hearty jig. Water round me bubbling off a holly head. I wish myself was dead or better far instead. On the rocky road to Dublin, 2 by 5, I wander there and turn her down a rocky road, all the way to Dublin, packed full of dead eyes. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing a Rami boy, said I, let shillelagh fly. Galway boys come by and saw I was a hobbling with the powder ray. Joined in the affray, and we cleared away. Ah, the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Hare, the Turner, down a rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for la de da. Take a dance.
How old are you, Dennis?
64.
64, okay, I ask that because I want to know how long it took you to recuperate from being run over by a truck.
My car.
Car.
I have a 1956 Buick. It's a station wagon. And it was in the garage, and it had a little oil leak under the dashboard. And I was kneeling on the ground in my garage, laying on the floor of the car, you know what I mean? So I was half in and half out of the car looking for this oil leak. But you can't find an oil leak unless the car is running, you know? So the car was running, and I'm reaching up under the dashboard trying to figure out where this oil is dripping from. It's from a gauge or something. And I knocked that thing into reverse, and the car started backing up, and I couldn't get out of the way. And the door knocked me over, and I, real quick at the last second, thought, well, if this thing's running over my leg, I better turn my knee. So I turned my knee sideways, and the car ran right over my knee and out the garage and up the driveway and heading across the street towards my neighbor's house. And I jumped up and I ran after it.
After your knee got run over, you went running after it?
I ran up the street, ran around the door, jumped in the car, I put it in park, and then I walked down into the house and I said, "Hey, Char, the car just ran over my leg." And she's going, "Ah, what are you doing? You're trying to play with me."
I thought he was kidding.
It made me think, you know, I got to do these things I want to do in life now. There's no delay on this. I mean, your time in this world is, you know, it could be over tomorrow. You better do the things you want now.
School day's over. Come on then, John. It's time you were getting your pit boots on. On with the sark and the moleskin trousers. It's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay. Come on then, Jim. Time to go. Oh, it's time you were working on down below. Morning mist is on the valley. It's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the collier's job, earning the collier's pay. Come on and die, 'cause it's almost light. It's time you were off for the anthracite. Time to be handling the pick and shovel. It's time you were on your way. Time you were earning the miner's job and earning a miner's pay. Come on now. Come on and jump. Oh, it's time you were getting those pit boots on. On with the sark and the moleskin trousers. It's time you were on your way. It's time to be learning the miner's job and earning the miner's pay.
You have two sons?
Two sons.
Is that right? They make fun of you about for that incident?
No, I think Jarrett in particular, our older son, appreciates it. He's in a rock and roll band called the Screaming Females.
Sorry?
Yeah, he is in a rock and roll band, Screaming Females. There's two guys and one girl. And they are very popular. They play all over the world. They travel everywhere. He's the drummer.
Where does he live?
He lives in Philadelphia.
And what kind of music is this?
It's punk rock, like crashing, banging, loud.
Do you approve of that?
Oh, I think he's having a fabulous time.
Did you have a punk period yourself?
I didn't, but I was in bands, pretty loud bands, you know. That was the old definition of loud. This is the new definition.
You were doing loud versions of things like Redneck Friend by Jackson Brown, right?
Yeah,
and loud versions of Eagles rock numbers and things.
Yeah.
And what about your other son?
My other son, Connor, he's living in Asheville, North Carolina, and thank God he's decided to go to college. He took a couple years off there, and we thought, oh, no, he's never going to get back to it. Just decided to go back to school, so really happy about that. But my boots have been to the mountains, and my boots, they've been to the sea. And my boots have been through the desert, and a hard-hearted lover is she. Well, I hitched a ride up the north line to only visit you know. There's more to lose than your boots, man. Her beauty's so deep and so cold. Now the mud on my boots, it'll never hold roots. And sure, it has its appeal. If you don't mind the wind and you don't mind the rain, a lot of thunder and lightning, and I've cried with pleasure and pain, and I've run from trouble like teardrops all wash away with the rain. I leave no trace of my footsteps as I leave this humble abode. And my boots belong to this big world, and they love every step of the road.
I would like to thank our guests, Dennis and Charlene Doherty, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike with Ray Adams, performing each week here at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, folks, let's hear it for Dennis and Charlene Doherty. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Dennis and Charlene for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.